Kyle Brodziak from the Red Hot Minnesota Wild joins us. Kyle, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Good, yeah, good. Thanks for having me.
Well, 600 games? You're getting old.
I know. it's crazy to think about it, but it's exciting.
Now, your first game was with the Oilers in 2005-2006. Do you remember who it was against?
First game?
Yeah.
I believe it was in Calgary.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, I believe it was, I got called up. I think I was in Peoria that night and flew to Calgary pretty early that morning and got there and played my first game there.
Now, was your family members, or any of your buddies able to get in town for that?
I believe my mom came to that game. I think that was it. I don't think any of my buddies came. We were in Edmonton for my second game.
Okay.
And I know I had a few there then. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure just my mom had made that trip to the first one in Calgary there.
Now, before you were in the NHL, of course, you played parts of three seasons in the American Hockey League, which obviously allowed you to develop a lot. Robin Brownlee is here with me, and he shared a funny story. Can you take us back to a day when you were in St. John's, and you had a big head of hair when you went to bed, and then the next day you woke up and you had no hair? What happened?
Well, I remember I was planning on shaving my head. But I normally, when I shave my head, I don't go right down to it, but something happened with my razor or my shaver that it just died. And so I think I had most of my head shaved. But then the rest of it, I think I had to bick it just to even it out.
And wasn't it butchered? Like, didn't you have cuts all over your head?
Oh, it was horrible.
Rodzi, I've got a picture from on the bus that morning. It's still in my file. Oh, yeah. You're Captain Abrasion that morning. You really carved yourself up to finish the job.
Yeah, you'll have to show me that picture.
Yeah, I got it. Hey, I just wanted to say it's funny. You look back at times like that. You know, it was a lockout year, and there were a couple of guys who'd been in the league in Jarrett Stoll and Rafi Torres on that team. You were a young kid. You were essentially minimum American Hockey League age at that point in your career. You've come a long way since then, suffice to say. 600 games. You know, it's a lot of work to get one game. You're at 600. You got to feel really good. Not like you're near the end yet, but that 600 is a number to be proud of.
Yeah, it definitely is. Like you said, when you, especially first couple of years of pro, you don't really know what to expect. You're trying to work as hard as you can to get to the NHL, and when you get there, you just try work as hard as you can to stay there. And It's been fun. It's been a fun journey, and 600 is crazy to think about because it really doesn't seem that long, but it's definitely something that I'm proud of.
And this season for you obviously didn't start the way you wanted it. You were actually a healthy scratch a few nights, but you've definitely come on in the last 30 games. Kind of talk about maybe a little bit of the roller coaster for you this late. You know, your 10-year pro veteran. You're probably surprised by how the season started for you.
Yeah, it definitely started a little different. There were some different circumstances going on, and I wasn't really sure what was going to happen. And coming to the year, you always have high hopes for the year, and to be getting scratched early on was tough, but you just gotta just keep going at it and try work hard when you get the chance to get back in the lineup, and fortunately for the last little while I've been able to stay in and keep going.
Kyle, we laugh. We make you sound old almost. I mean, you're a 30-year-old guy. You're still in your prime at 600 games. There's a lot more hockey to be played. Where do you go from here? I mean, you've had stints where some people thought you might become more of an offensive player. You had some pretty good numbers on a not great Moose Jaw team as a junior, but you had to reinvent yourself in the National Hockey League, as a lot of guys do. What are you now, and is there anything more that we're going to see out of you that we haven't already seen as a National Hockey League player?
Well, yeah, that's definitely an area of my game that I continue to try to work on and improve is the offensive side. And, first and foremost, the way that I know the coaches want me to play and the style of play I have to play is just being responsible and not playing too risky and make sure playing a good, solid game and have to be always responsible defensively. And obviously that's the most important thing. But the offensive side is an area that I know I have more to give. But it can be tough at times when you go out with a defensive mindset. Sometimes you know the offense is it's a little tough to come by. But hopefully I can start to find a little better balance with that.
Kyle Brodziak of the Minnesota Wild there in town on tomorrow night to take on the Edmonton Oilers. And you guys are red hot. Won again last night in Calgary, 8-1-1 in your last 10. Actually, I think you're 9-1-2 or something in your last 12. You guys are right back in the playoff hunt now. You're in 10th place, but you're only 5 points out of 5th place, Kyle. And a guy that you used to play with in Edmonton has come into Minnesota and really solidified your goaltending. Just talk about, since Devan Dubnyk arrived, what he's meant for your team.
He's been unbelievable for us. Ever since he came in, he seems to have given our team a newfound confidence. And like I said, when he came in and we were going through a pretty rough stretch, and he just kind of calmed things down for us. I think it just, the way he's played has kind of let us reestablish our game and the way that we want to play every night, and it's been great. It's been a really fun stretch, and we're just enjoying it right now.
Kyle, I don't know how well you knew Devan during your time in Edmonton, but he's a heck of a guy. He's an even keeled guy, and it looked like, frankly, he might fall right off the hockey map last year. I mean, it was a real struggle for him. It was almost like he forgot how to stop a puck. He bounces back like this. I mean, anybody that knows Devan has to feel awful good for the way he's played this year.
Yeah, for sure. He is such a good guy, and he's fit very well into our dressing room. I know he comes in and everybody gets along with him right off the bat. And, I didn't know him. Well, we knew each other a little bit. I don't think we ever played. I don't think we ever played on the team together, but we had gone through numerous camps and skating together throughout the summer, so mm-hmm. we knew each other a little bit. But definitely, it's been nice to get to know him a little more over the past couple weeks, and he's been a great addition to our team.
Kyle, one guy who's been on your team all year long, and he last night he played 33 minutes. Like, are you played 17 minutes some nights, 8. Could you imagine having to play 33 minutes a game? Like, what is Ryan Suter doing?
I don't even know. I don't know how he does it. There was actually a time last night where I think he just had come off from a long shift. And then I remember, like, 30 seconds later, he was back out, and I was thinking, how do you recover that fast? Because sometimes you get caught out for a long shift, and it takes a few minutes to even get your legs back, but he's got that ability where he just, he plays such a good steady game and just allows himself to play those types of or that type of minutes.
Yeah, I mean it's ridiculous when you look at his ice time, and you get to see it every night. From a team perspective, Kyle, you're in tough. The West is loaded, always has been. I mean, L.A.'s just in a playoff spot now. San Jose's no walk in the park right behind them. And then you guys, you've got a shot, but you've got to play some real good hockey the rest of the way and have somebody fall out of there. It's a tough road, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We definitely know that it's a tough road. And we dug ourselves a pretty good hole earlier on in the year. And, 3 weeks ago, if we said we'd be in the position we're at right now, we'd probably take it for sure, even though, we're not happy to be out of a playoff position mm-hmm. right now. But We've done a good job the last couple weeks of finding our game again and giving ourselves a good chance to win every night. And I think that's just the mindset we got to have the rest of the year. And I know it's cliche, but we just want to take it one day and one game at a time. And you know, hopefully at the end of the year, it'll give us a good chance to get in there.
Kyle Brodziak, Minnesota Wild, joining us. Kyle, I don't know if it was just goaltending, although I looked, you know, your team's allowed the fewest shots on goal per game, and your goaltending, and, you know, not to, you know, downplay the other guys that were there, but you just weren't getting necessarily the goaltending. But what else has improved other than Dubnyk, do you find, in your overall team play?
I think a big change for us is we, you know, I think when we started losing, just the confidence got shattered. We're struggling to score goals, and more importantly, I think the foundation for our game has always been defense, and we definitely lost our way with that for a little while, where, you know, we're going into games giving up four or five goals, and that's definitely not the recipe that our team needs to have success. And I think over the, you know, over the last few weeks, we've you know, if we try going to games with the mindset that we have to be solid defensively, and that's going to give our team the best chance to win every night. It's been working for us.
Well, defense has long been Minnesota's bread and butter. I mean, they're not the trapping team they were under Jacques Lemaire. That was a good cure for insomnia, the way the Wild used to play. No, I mean, you guys can turn it up ice and score some goals when you're going well. Now we're getting into the stretch, and the trade deadline's a little ways away. I know it's a pat question and maybe a pat answer, but is it nice to be involved in a push for the playoffs? Just keep your mind on hockey, because you don't decide what happens otherwise coming up to the trade deadline. Just play?
Yeah, it is nice right now to be in that position where, you know, every night, every game for us is a huge game, and especially the last few weeks and the next coming weeks, we got a lot of games and not so many days. So it's nice to just be able to focus on hockey and try not to worry about the other stuff. And you never really know what's gonna happen with, you know, on the trade front. And just try not to worry about it. And you know, it's tough sometimes, but that's why it's nice to just be playing as much hockey as we are, and then you don't have to think about it as much.
You're right now a pending UFA, Kyle. Do you expect that status to remain the same before July 1st?
I don't really know, to be honest. I haven't been approached about any contract extension or anything yet, so... as of right now, it's a little ways away, but I'm not really too sure what's going to happen yet.
And lastly, it's game 600. It's in Edmonton, which is kind of ironic considering that's where your career started. I know you've had a lot of buddies who come to get. How many friends and family will be in attendance tomorrow night?
I'm going to guess around 30 people, maybe.
Now, do you have to buy all the tickets still?
No, they're my friends and family have been pretty good. They always get tickets in advance, and I'm not sure if I'll have to buy any yet tomorrow, but there'll be a lot of passes for sure.
That or you work the other guys in the room pretty good. One of the two.
We'll see. I haven't really talked to a whole lot of people yet here, so I'll find out a little later tonight how many tickets we'll be getting and who's all going to be around. So
now,
it'll be good, though. It's always fun coming back and getting a chance to see everybody. So,
well, and the fact that you personally have had a fair amount of success recently against the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah, it's, I don't know why that it works out that way, but it's funny how that works out sometimes.
Well, come on, Brodzy. I mean, you're not a guy to talk trash or run your mouth. It probably works out that way because you got a little extra jump in your step when you come back to Edmonton. It's for a reason.
Yeah, I honestly don't go into the game thinking about anything differently. Just try to prepare the same way, and I don't know. It's just weird how it works out like that sometimes.
Well, yeah, you've had some big games recently. Enjoy game number 600 and continued success. The Wild are definitely make the Western playoff race a very wild one to watch. Six teams within 5 points. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it is going to be fun, and we're just gonna keep going here, and hopefully we'll keep playing well and give ourselves the best chance to get in.
You shaving your head before the game?
Actually, you know what? I do have a shaved head right now.
Oh, okay.
But, and I need to redo it. So if I come to the rink tomorrow with it completely bald, then you know something happened with my razor.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Hopefully, and you're not going with a dry Bic. Like, wow, man, that's pretty gutsy.
I know.
We might have to pull that picture out tomorrow. That should be fun.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle. See you at the rink. Take her easy.
All right. You bet. Thanks for having me.